Article 11 of the Creed. I believe in the resurrection of the body. What does this mean in the life of the Church? The Christian Creed, the profession of our faith in God, culminates in the proclamation of the resurrection of the dead on the last day and in life everlasting. We firmly believe, and hence we hope, that just as Christ is truly risen from the dead and lives forever, so after death the righteous will live forever with the risen Christ, and he will raise them up on the last day. This will be a work of the Holy Trinity, just as the resurrection of our Lord is a work of the Trinity, as we studied earlier in that section of the Creed. The term flesh refers to man in his state of weakness and mortality. The resurrection of the flesh, that's the literal formulation of the Apostles' Creed, means not only that the immortal soul will live on after death, but that even our mortal body will come to life again. Belief in the resurrection of the dead has been an essential element of the Christian faith from its beginning. In fact, St. Paul would proclaim quite boldly, "If Christ had not been raised from the dead, then our faith is in vain." And so the Catechism treats Christ's resurrection and our own, and speaks of the progressive nature of the revelation of the resurrection. God revealed the resurrection of the dead to his people progressively. For example, God spoke to Abraham of his posterity, that Abraham would experience eternal life, not perhaps as we envision ourselves experiencing eternal life, but rather God would express this to Abraham by telling him that his posterity would live on and on. His descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sands on the shore of the sea. God would speak through the Maccabean martyrs. They would testify, "The King of the universe will raise us up to an everlasting renewal of life because we have died for his laws. One cannot but choose to die at the hands of men and to cherish the hope that God gives of being raised again by him." During the time of our Lord, the people of Israel were divided over the question of the resurrection. The Pharisees, for example, believed in the resurrection. The Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. For the Sadducees, once our earthly life is finished, that's it. There is no more. Jesus links faith in the resurrection to his own person. "I am the resurrection and the life." He speaks of this unique event as the sign of Jonah, the sign of the temple. He announces that he will be put to death, but rise thereafter on the third day. The sign of Jonah is spoken of by our Lord and was an important image for the early Christians, often appearing in the drawings on the walls of the catacombs. Jonah, who experiences death by being swallowed by the whale, and yet experiences resurrection or new life by having once again the opportunity to preach the message given to him by God to those in Nineveh. To be a witness to Christ is to be a witness to his resurrection. Encounters with the risen Christ characterize the Christian hope of resurrection. We shall rise like Christ with him and through him. From the beginning, Christian faith in the resurrection has met with incomprehension and opposition. It is very commonly accepted that the life of the human person continues in a spiritual fashion after death, but how can we believe that this body, so clearly mortal, could rise to everlasting life? And this is a question that continues to be asked today, even by many who would say, yes, I believe that the spirit is eternal, but the resurrection of the body, what could that possibly mean? The Catechism treats this in this part of the Catechism. In death, the human body decays and the soul goes to meet God while awaiting its reunion with its glorified body. God, in his almighty power, will definitively grant incorruptible life to our bodies by reuniting them with our souls through the power of Jesus' resurrection. This is the faith of the Church, that our souls will be reunited with our bodies on the last day. Who will rise? Well, all the dead will rise. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. As St. Paul says, Christ will change our lowly body to be like his glorious body into a spiritual body. But some will ask, how can the dead be raised? With what kind of body do they come? You foolish man, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And what you sow is not the body which is to be, but a bare kernel. What is sown is perishable, what is raised is imperishable. The dead will be raised imperishable, for this perishable nature must put on the imperishable, and this mortal nature must put on immortality. This, how will the dead be raised, exceeds our imagination, and it exceeds our understanding. It is accessible only to faith. Yet our participation in the Eucharist already gives us a foretaste of Christ's transfiguration of our bodies. Just as bread that comes from the earth after God's blessing has been invoked upon it is no longer ordinary bread, but Eucharist, formed of two things, the one earthly and the other heavenly, so too our bodies, which partake of the Eucharist, are no longer corruptible, but possess the hope of resurrection. When will the resurrection of the body take place? It takes place on the last day. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. We speak of this resurrection of the body as being risen with Christ. Christ will raise us up on the last day. And yet, in a certain way, it is true that we have already been raised to life in Christ. And you were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. By baptism, we already truly participate in the heavenly life of the risen Christ, but this life remains hidden with Christ in God. In expectation of that day, the believer's body and soul already participate in the dignity of belonging to Christ. The body is meant for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? You are not your own, so glorify God in your body.